Now, back to Good Morning New Hampshire with Peter St. James and Pat Kelly on 107.7 The Pulse.
Where's my Malton? I love it. That's great. And thank you for not, thank you very much for not playing Born to be Wild. I appreciate that, Peter.
It's too easy to play.
Yeah, I know. But if any song annoys our next guest more, it's Born to be Wild.
So, well, that's too cliche. Come on, knock it off.
And that's exactly what it feels. It's the easy way out, and we never take the
easy
way
roll down the highway. Yeah. Makes sense. That I like.
Absolutely.
All right.
Joining us here from the Laconia Motorcycle Week Association, Charlie St. Clair. God, I have missed you, Charlie.
I've missed you too, Pat, but I do enjoy listening to both of you when I'm able to pick up the station.
Woo-hoo!
Well, thank you.
I'm loving it.
That's a good thing.
As you roll on down the highway. Okay, so big news, and number one, you were probably doing interviews all day yesterday after the Laconia City Council meeting moved Motorcycle Week from June to the end of August. And it's probably a good move, I'm thinking.
Well, yeah, I mean, I would say so.
You know, just because there's nothing but there's large crowds at all the exciting things that happen as part of Motorcycle Week, and if anything, we're drowning on large crowds right now.
We are. I mean, obviously, it's not to overtalk it, but these are uncharted waters.
Yeah.
And, it's just a tough time for everybody.
Now,
have the other
bigs... motorcycle festivities. Has anybody else changed?
Well, several have changed. There's nothing going on. I think the first ones to be scheduled now that they're going to try to go on is mid-July.
Okay.
And those are in upstate New York and down in the Carolinas.
Okay.
Sturgis is making their plans or their decision for August on June 15th.
Okay.
Whether to proceed or not.
They're
the first week of August, so...
All right, and that's good, because that normally that happens, and that's an afterthought for you, and you can go and enjoy Sturgis and tell everybody what a great year we had in Laconia. That's the norm, but it's not gonna be the norm. And when did the city council, did they already know? Did you provide them with dates that would be right, so we're not like, you know, competing with Sturgis?
Oh yeah, we had talked to a lot of people. Actually, several weeks ago, when this was all looking like the future, and that last week in August has notoriously been a quiet week for probably 15 years now. For whatever reason, it just is a quiet week. So we chose that, but we, God forbid, we have to move it down the road again.
I know.
We have a tentative date in September, and then we're. I mean, you know, Pat, I'm ready to do this in November.
I do, yeah. Of course you are. And the Laconia Motorcycle Week Association, you're not really in charge, quote unquote, of Motorcycle Week, but you are a clearinghouse for all the stuff that's going on.
Right. We have our things that we're in charge of, but we just do the marketing and promoting of it nationwide, and then we try to keep all parties concerned. Working together on the same page. On our board, we have the city of Laconia and the town of Meredith, and so it's a good group of people to try to make everything happen as smoothly as possible.
Right, nobody can really be upset because it's uncharted waters. They understand what's going on.
Well, some people had other dates they would have preferred to have it gone to, and I understand that. But we knew right at the beginning that no matter what date we settled on, somebody would be unhappy with it. But
yeah,
that's just how it is.
I know it is how it is. But that is kind of a nice, all things considered, a nice quiet week, because as in the Lakes region, which again is just the hub of the action, it is not all the action that happens, because as we've seen, because this would be the 97th motorcycle week, so it really has spread out all over the state.
It has, I fully expect it. Hopefully, we have a lot of tourists around as soon as we can open up everything. But, this will open up the eyes of a lot of tourists, possibly that may be in the state then, and they can mingle with everybody and have a good time.
Yeah, I know. Well, that is the whole goal of Motorcycle Week.
Right, to expose the fun of riding a motorcycle and listening to music such as what you just played, and even Born to be Wild, I have to say.
I know, because you're going to hear it at some point during the 9 days.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. Even if it's cliche, I get it. And I have no control over what Peter picks for the music, so.
I've never been disappointed by the music played on your station.
No, never at all. Never at all. And it's wonderful. And we go back and forth on it, and it is, it's kind of like how you and I back in the early days of open mic on WEMJ, we shared all of this, and it's kind of just grown because I just found a great partner. That's all. But let's talk about how if you get everybody on board, now we've got to move things, because there's a lot of extra stuff involved, like getting tents set up and renting and making sure you've got enough staff to handle it. Sometimes that's the only really thing that concerns me about the last week, is a lot of staff. Of course, we don't know if kids are going back to college this fall, but a lot of staff sometimes dwindles at the end of August.
That's true, and of course, all bets are off this year. What we don't know what we're going to be dealing with.
No, we
but
don't.
Once the dates were set or rescheduled here, things started happening quite rapidly yesterday. We had several companies say, "Okay, we've got it in our calendar now. We're coming." Like Harley Davidson,
yep.
To the track.
Yep.
I spoke to the track yesterday. They've got races now being moved around.
Awesome.
Bob Coy, who does the vintage racing and the hill climb on Tower Street. I spoke to him yesterday. He's all set. Okay.
Right. And that's heading into another year of being amazing. That's an amazing event.
So, yeah, it is fun. So these are all, people were just waiting. Everybody was just on hold. What's happening? What are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
And then, the city council had said that, by the end of July, we've got to be knowing what's happening in August, with rules or whatever. And if we can go ahead, great. If we can't, all right, time to decide what we're going to do now.
Right. And so, and it's, the social distancing thing is going to kind of be tough. But we got to do what we got to do to make it through.
Yeah. If the governor opens up the beaches, like Hampton Beach, and there's your practice. There's you're going to see, well, how's this going to work?
Right.
Because obviously Hampton Beach on a hot summer day will have thousands and thousands of people on it. So,
yeah. Right. Without 6 feet in between. I know. And that's just the reality. And he's already,
right.
And he's already, look, I got, I think at some point this week, the governor has referenced July 4th and knowing how important the beaches are, but again, with caution.
Right. So most people are pretty hip to this stuff. And, nobody's going to be hugging each other and kissing strangers and stuff like that. So, I think most people will take precautions no matter what date it is, not just Motorcycle Week, but where we are in September or October, till this thing gets straightened out and they do what they have to do.
Yeah.
I think most people are being pretty cautious or pretty smart. Most people. I know not everybody, but most people. So.
I know. But it's still, it still makes the daily rides that happen, that's near perfect, even though people are all sort of gathering together. We're gathering outside, and then bang, you hit the road.
That's correct. And if you were out this Saturday, this past Saturday, there were an awful lot of motorcycles out.
There were a ton of motorcycles out. I was, and of course, it's bittersweet because I got all excited, you know, seeing them all out there.
It was nice. But I look forward to it, Pat. I think we're going to have, a good turnout if we're able to proceed with this in August. I've already had a lot of people call me up at my office and say, hey, you know, just want you to know, we worked it out with our hotel. They just moved our dates right over into August. We're real happy about that.
And that's great.
So people are working on this.
Well, and again, that the hotels play such a big part in Motorcycle Week, and it's great that they're being good. But of course, because you've got people from out of state that are coming in, and this is their vacation.
It is, and I'm hoping that the Canadian border is open then.
Oh, I know, because we do.
It's
a huge deal. There's a ton of our Canadian friends that join us for Motorcycle Week here in Laconia.
There really are.
You know, so, okay, well, hopefully that will ease up. And again, I mean, sadly at all, a lot of this is going to rest on ramping up the testing and making sure everybody's had it or not had it. And then news of a vaccine, I think, will absolutely make us feel a little bit better as we move forward and beyond with this whole coronavirus thing. So, will something happen? I'm optimistic that something will happen within this time period.
I am very hopeful also. Mm-hmm. Optimistic.
Yeah, cautiously optimistic, I guess. That's a better way to put it.
Yes.
but that's, well, I'm glad everybody's on board. I'm glad everybody's excited. I'd hate to miss a year of Motorcycle Week, even as other things are falling by the wayside, like the Sandwich Fair and other things. And granted, I understand they've got some planning to do, too. They can't really move it to a further weekend in August, in October. So I get their situation. But it's great that this was scheduled for June, so we did have a little bit room to move for this year.
Right, and there are so many people that look forward to coming this every year. It really is, you could call it like a high school reunion or something. I don't know, but people really, really look forward to coming here from all over the country, and certainly our New Hampshire residents enjoy the, seeing everything and meeting people or seeing old friends. So that's all very important. So we really, life is very short, obviously, and to lose a year, it's just pain on top of the injury, So if we can, we just want to avoid that at all costs, and we want to continue our march to the 100th anniversary.
Well, which is really within, there is light at the end of the tunnel, Charlie, because
it is in sight.
I
just want to hold on 3 more years after this one, and I'll be good.
We are going to make it there, and hopefully we're going to make it as we get a little bit closer. All right, well, listen, let's not be such strangers. I will reach out, and we'll just get you on the air to keep us updated, and maybe just to chat for no particular reason whatsoever, because I used to love that, too.
Sure. It's always good to hear you, both you and Peter. Like I said,
thank you.
All your guests always say what a great job you guys do. And you do. It's obvious. So,
well, thank you. Again, we're having fun. We think we got something going on here.
This is New Hampshire radio at its best. That's the way we look at it.
Yep.
I totally agree.
Thank you.
There's nothing. We're not pounding on Washington D.C. all the time. Yeah, we'll break into it every now and again. But that's not all. That's not what this show is all about.
We're all about New Hampshire.
I just hope, Peter, someday that I when you give the plane schedules, what planes are on time or not. I hope someday in the future that you'll also be including the train schedule coming into Concord or something like that.
It wouldn't break my heart. No, I'm with you, and I would be all over that. And you know what I wish? I wish we still had the train station. I wish we hadn't taken that down. But,
I know.
That's a whole other story.
That's spilt milk at this point.
Yeah, I know.
Spilt train oil.
As Joey Tribbiani would say, it's a moo point.
It's a moo point.
Yeah, that's it.
All right. Charlie St. Clair, Laconia Motorcycle Week. Charlie, this was a great blessing. Thank you very much. And I'll stay in touch.
And Jennifer says hi, Pat.
Oh, please send my love. I was gonna ask. Like, that was gonna be my first question when I was thinking about how we're gonna talk. Please send my love to Jennifer. I appreciate it. I in fact, the first time I called you, I went right to voicemail. It's her voice on your voicemail, and I smiled. It was a big smile. Of course, she told me, don't bother. He doesn't check it, so don't bother leaving a message. but I loved hearing her voice, so please say hi to Jennifer. And listen, when we're in lockdown right now, we can't have any guests in studio, but I would love nothing more than to have you and Jennifer join us sometime when we reopen the doors. It'd be a great thing.
That'd be great.
All right, Charlie. Well, listen, happy Wednesday. Go take advantage of the weather, brother.
All right, be safe.
Thanks very much,
Charlie. Thank you.
That's awesome.
Wow.
That's good. And Peter, just for full disclosure, he was a regular part of my open mic that I did for 3 years on the WEMJ up in Laconia. We would talk every single day. He was a regular on the show, and we just developed an incredible. Of course, I had known him for years anyway, working with another radio station with Motorcycle Week.
But that's before he became a political force.
Yes, he is. And he is. And you know what? I don't mind. Like, he could be another representative that we're talking to here on
there you go.
Good Morning New Hampshire, because it is all about New Hampshire. So, see, look at this. We're already coming up with good excuses to get you back, Charlie.
There you go.
It's a good thing. All right, let's take a break, and then we'll be back with more of Good Morning New Hampshire on 107.7 The Pulse.